Okay, let's begin. Maisrus Daf Ches. Maisrus Daf Ches. And we'll start with Zayin Mabez. Zayin Mabez towards the bottom. And we're talking about Tevua. Tevua, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, back on Daf Zayin Amar Aleph. Tevua is Mishayim Areach, when Meruach is done. And if not, when you make the pile, Mishayamid Arema, if you're not going to do Meiruach, if you're not going to do the smoothing. So basically, every example that we had in the Mishnah was, depending on what your mindset was in terms of what you're planning to do, you know, the Gemar Malacha for that processing. We even said at the end of the discussion that it depends what you're going to use it for, whether you're going to use it for personal purpose, whether you're going to use it for selling purposes when you might meet a customer at any moment, and therefore, you know, you have to just be ready, and therefore the chiyuv might kick in, at least be drabanan, even before that. Good. So we mentioned Tvua Misha Yisparech, Rabbi Chananya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mindi Yishapar Afui Dekarya. Right, when you, what is meruach? When you, shafar is to make beautiful. It means to smooth out. When you make beautiful and smooth out, afui, the face of dekarya of the pile. Right, when you make the, when you smooth out the top of the pile, that's when, that is what meruach is. The marafolda, kshu miyape umachlik pnei akri. When it's nice and straight and flat and beautiful, that's when it is Gemar Malacha. Vatani Rabbi Yaakov Bar Sisi. But don't we have a brisa that says a different shear? When is there achiyuv? Mishate'aker ha'ala. Different pshatim, what ha'ala is. One of the pshatim is that ha'ala is a type of, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, it's type of like pitchfork. It's like a big shovel, pitchfork, some type of kli that helps gather the straw. And the way that it seems like you made the pile was that you stuck that in the ground, and then you made the pile all around this kli. That's how maybe you knew, like, to make it equidistant from the all the piles from each other. So you stick the kli into the ground, you make the pile all around it, and then at the end when you finish the pile, then you take the stick out. So that's what the Gemar Malach is. Mishate'akir ha'ala, when the ala comes out of the ground, when you have finished making the piles. Tzirf Chaim Kanievsky, hu akli she'osev bo es hatfua la'arema, u'mishemarim es akri tochvo bo. When you're making the pile, you stick it in it. U'mishechozer v'okro min akri le'lech lebeso. And when you take it out from the pile to go home, zui Gemar Malach, though. So it's not the smoothing, but it's the taking out the kli from the pitchfork or whatever it is from the pile. So the Gemara answers, well, it depends. Kam v'sheish b'day to l'mareach, kam v'sheim b'day to l'mareach. If you have in mind, it seems like when you take the kli out, that's going to make it not smooth anymore, because now it has a hole in it. You picked it up, so I guess you have to smooth it out after you do that. So if you have in mind to smooth it out after you take the kli out, then that's, it goes by the smoothing. When you take the kli out, that's not the final stage. But if it's basically smooth and you're going to take it out, and that's it. You're not going to do anything more after that. So then it does not go by smoothing. Just taking it out is enough of the Gemar Malach. Good. So that's by Tevua. Hakidniyos mishayichbar. Kidniyos go by when you sift out the dirt. The legumes, as we said, you take them out of the ground. So when you take them out of the ground, they're covered with dirt. So when you brush off some of the dirt, so that, and you sift out some of the dirt, that's the Gemar Malacha. Tani, but we have a Tosefta that says, Avokover hu miksas. What if you sifted part of it? Part of it, not all of it. Toreim min hakover al she'eino kavo. You are allowed to be toreim min hakover from the part that sifted already, and have in mind al she'eino kavo. One second. We learned earlier that you can't do min al she'eino mino, midavar she'nigmar malacha, midavar she'eino nigmar malacha, and vice versa. So if something is finished processing and something is unfinished, there are like two types regarding truma. So if we're saying that the kvara, the sifting, is what's called gemar malacha, so how would the brisa be able to say that you could be toreim from something that already is sifted for something that's not sifted? That's one had gemar malacha, one didn't have gemar malacha. So don't you see from that brisa that it's not such a significant act, right? Our Mishnah sounds like the sifting is a significant act for kitnios, for the legumes, while here this brisa, this tosefta, seems to say that, no, it's not so significant because you can be torn from one to the other. Answer, Amar Rebbe Ela, Shekein Derech Bali Batem Lios Machris Motok Batehem. No, the Bryce is talking about personal use, Bali Batim, who they're not so makpid. They will take unsifted kidney oats into their home. And they'll eat it even if it has some dirt on it. It's not, they're not so makpid about it, right? It's not so much dirt. And therefore, it's not such a significant act for Bali Batim. Maybe for taking it to the shuk, where you're going to have to sell it, then it's going to have to be perfect. So maybe there, the kfara will, the sifting will be considered gemar malacha. But here for a bali bias, it's not as, you don't have such kpeita. My taima, is there a source? Is there anywhere where we find, that unsifted is edible and we're not so machmed about it? Remember, sometimes my taima in the Yerushalmi doesn't just mean what's the reason, as we know in the Bavli. But here, my taima, just, mara fulda. Heichan matzinu. Do we ever find shekein derech ovde adama la'ochlam balonikias? That the ovde adama sometimes eat it without such cleanliness and there's some dirt on it. Yeah, so there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu in the 30th parak. Vaha alafim, vaha ayarim. Those that take care of the animals. Ovde adama, or the work the land. Balil chamitz yochelu. Mixed up with chametz, chametz a type of psoles, yochelu, they can eat it. So you see, there's a remez. It's a remez of the pasuk that sometimes things are edible even without eating. Interesting. So not everybody is makpid about the way that it is cleaned. Right? This interesting could come up in Hilchas Borer on Shabbos. Hilchas Borer. We know Borer is the malacha Shabbos. There are three malachas of separating. Right? The Gemara even in Shabbos even talks about what do you need all three for. Bore, Zore, and Merakid. Those are all separating. Bore is usually translated as separating. Zore is winnowing, but it's also a separating. I take my grain, I throw it in the air, the lighter stuff blows away, and the heavier stuff goes down. That's also separating. Merakid is sifting. Right, so three different malachas, the Gemara says, relating to separating. But borer is the one that comes up very often. A borer is a pretty scary malacha in that it's there aren't too many durabanans in borer. It's either daraisa or it's mutter. So on the one hand, it's very scary because it could be a daraisa. And on the other hand, it's one of those few malachas that you could basically always do what you want to do. You just got to know that it's a borer situation and plan correctly. And plan correctly, and then you can't cook on Shabbos if something's not cooked, and you can't shecht on Shabbos, and you can't color on Shabbos if something is not colored and shechted. But separating, you can basically do. You just got to figure out how to do it, right? You want to set the table, and it's not right before the meal. So what do? So you have to take the silverware and throw it on the table and unmix the mixture. And if you unmix the mixture, then you can do what you want to do. You want to put stuff away in the refrigerator. So most cases of borer, you just got to recognize, borer situation. How do I do this in a mutter way? Because if you remember, one needs the three requirements for borer: ochel, yad, and la'alter. Right, the three elements that the lumdus is that if I do it this way, that's not called borer. That's called achila. That's called using it and kitsubing it, derech achila, ochel, yad, and la'alter. Ochel, the good from the bad, yad, doing it with my hands, meaning not a separating utensil, and lamed, la'alter, meaning for immediate usage. Those are the three that are for Hilchas Borer. And there's much to talk about within each one. But one detail of Borer, the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yutess. Shin Yutess is Hilchas Borer. Shin Yutess is Bishul. Shin Yutess is everything you want to know about Borer. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yayin Omayim, this is Sif Yud, Yayin Omayim Sheib Slulim. If one has wine or water that is basically clean, basically clear, wine or water, Mutter Lissananon B'mashmeres. I'm allowed to strain them with a strainer. What do you mean? Strainer? A borer? On Shabbos? What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Right? How can I strain it with a strainer? My base is based on the Gemara. So the answer is, as the Mefarshim explained, let's just finish the Ramah. V'yafal pi sheish bo kisben dakim. Even though there are tiny little particles in the wine or the water that you might say are being strained out, it's still mutter. Why? Ho v'ruyin lishtos balafachi. Because I would drink it without the straining. If I would drink it without the straining, then I'm not really doing anything. I'm not so machmed about it. So if I happen to be straining, but I'm not so machmed about it. Right? The poskim say in the days when a number of years ago when there was issues with certain water in New York, in Chutzlar, the cocoa pods, whatever they were called. So for those who would drink the water without the filter, then there's no issue of Bora on Shabbos, because you drink it without it. So you have the filter on, okay, it doesn't make a difference. You drink it without it. But for those who would never, ever drink it without the filter, so then there's real impurities in there, and therefore that would be Bora b'Shabbos. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. If you're not so makbid about it, so then it's not really called an act of separating, and therefore it is mutter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Lamedalad. Kivan de belav hasinun, gamkein hein slulim, v'ru'uyim lishtos. Even without this, the straining, they are clear, and they're roi to drink. Lachain ein bazem mishim borer. It's not borer. Uvit slulim mikri, kol sheroi lishtos kach bali sinun, l'rov b'nei adam. As long as most people would drink it in that way, so then it is not called borer. That is what our Gemara is talking about, right? That derech bali batim, some bali batim bring it in l'tok batim without separating. That's how nafkamin is regarding hilchos borer b'shabbos. Borer itself also is an interesting malacha that the achronim really based on the balamar. I think the Bir Halacha here, the Bir Halacha discusses this towards the beginning of Shin Yutes, quoting the Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov, Hiksha, Be'ikr, Malachas, Borer, Afilu Borer, Psolus, Mitoch, Ochel. Amai Chayiv, right, we know if you take the bad from the good, that's the Malacha Borer. After Yeshua's Yaakov, why would you be Chayiv for the Malacha Borer? Isn't it, Harayu Malacha, Shenetzricha Lagufa? Isn't it a Malacha, Shenetzricha Lagufa, the Harayeno Tzorach, Lepsolus, Klal? It's a huge discussion, many different definitions of what a malacha shenetzricha legufa is. Right, Tosfos says all over, it's a malacha done for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Rashi says, it's a malacha that it's more of a preventative and removal of a situation rather than something constructive. So the Mishnah says, taking a dead body out of a house is a malacha shenetzricha legufa. Why is that? So Tosfos would say, because why they take things out of the Mishkan? Because they wanted it out there, not that they didn't want it here. And you take a dead body out because you don't want it here. You don't want your house to be tameh. That's a malacha shenetzricha legufa. Or Rashi says, you're preventing the tumah. Right? You're removing of the tumah. You're not, again, constructively getting something out there. Trapping an animal so it doesn't bite you. That's a malacha shenetzricha legufa. So Tosfos says, why? Because in the Mishkan, they trapped animals in order to get to, they wanted the animal that they trapped. If you're trapping it for a different purpose, like so it doesn't bite you, that's a malacha shenetzricha legufa. Rashi says you're just preventing, right? It's preventative. Birtsono lo hayabalo. You'd rather not be in this situation, right? Rashi's definition is. But according to either of them, ask the Yeshua's Yaakov, why isn't borer a malacha shenetzricha legufa? Because you'd rather not have. You have jelly beans. You want to remove the black jelly beans. You'd rather not have the black jelly beans there, right? You're not taking out because you want something. That's out. So that's what the Achronim asked. So if you look in the Baal Amor, actually, in Mesech HaShabbos, he says, yeah, it's an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule. Borer is chayiv even loss of malacha shenetzricha legufa. Sometimes you have exceptions to the rule. That's part of the malachas of Shabbos. But if you look at the Yeshua's Yaakov here in Shin Yutes, he explains based on Achronim, no. He says, no, the different definition. V'tirates, the inyan malachas borer, who, shahapsoles ein eroi lachila. The psoles, whatever you consider psoles, you don't want it. V'gama ochel en roi kolkach lachila, v'psoles shebesocho. And the psoles that's mixed into the ochel, that's, you know, makes it ein eroi for you. By removing the psoles, you are misakein the ochel. That's the definition of malacha. Tikun ochlem, and that's constructive, and that's malacha shetzricha legufa. Klau kain who mafred apsolus bin ochel, vim kain malacha, ena nikres al breras apsolus, rock de misakain ha ochel, shehe roi lachila. Don't focus so much on the act, but on the result. Don't focus on the act of removal, but on the creation of the misukan food. And that's tzricha legufa. Vizel malacha tzricha legufa ochel, de mashvile ochel gomer. You are making it into ochel. You are making it into ochel. And he skips it. He has a couple of other nafkaminas relating to this. Okay, so that's a little bit on the malacha of borer that comes up here relating to this discussion of the kvara that is not fully kneaded, so then that has ramifications for Ilchus Borer. We continue. Kavar, right in the middle of the Amud. Kavar, Bereshus HaHekdesh U'Pedayo, where we had a similar discussion yesterday, by the peak case of the Shilek. What if somebody sifts it when Hekdesh owns it? I have certain types of legumes, and I'm makdish it. And during the time of Hekdesh, so that's when it's sifted. It's sifted, which we said is a significant act for Gemar Malacha, when it belongs to Hekdesh. And then it's redeemed. So like we had yesterday, is this significant enough of an act so that I could say, oh, it was done b'shas, it was Hekdesh, so it's poter from Maisrus. It's poter from Lechiva Maisrus. Like we asked yesterday, on the top line of Zayin Amabes, if you do the removal of the fuzz on top, the pikes and the shilek. So here, if I do the kvara b'shas hektish, do I say that it is poter? Me'achar shehu yachol locha b'menu arai, because after all, if it wasn't hektish, then before I did this act, I could eat from it arai in a snacking way. V'achshav she'inu yachol locha b'menu arai, and now, after the sifting, I wouldn't be able to eat from it. Meaning, again, if it was regular, my legumes, this would be significant. So then, k'mishasa maisa birshus hektish. So this should be a significant act that is done birshus hektish. We're going to go with the gruz girsa here. V'yipater. And therefore it should be pater. There should be pater from maisrus. Olo, or not. Right? Or do you say no? Or do you say no? It's not so as significant as meruach or that type of malacha and the act done, and therefore you should still be chayiv. That's the question. The Gra says, "Olo de lo avi maisa gamur sheyachol hahektish liftar." Right? It's not such a significant act as some of the other acts of gemar malacha, and therefore you should still be chayiv in maisrus. Right? So what do you say? So the Gemara says, well, one second, we have a Braisa. Hesiv Rev Chininav Hatani, but didn't we learn in a Braisa, Shila Vikipa, that's removal of the dregs by the wine. If you do that, Pershus HaHekdesh Pater. So you see, Shila Vikipa of wine, those are similar actions to sifting by Kitnios. So if we're comparing those acts, so Shila Vakipa, you have those acts of removing of the dregs when it comes to the wine. So that's poter by Hekdesh. So to here, these should be poter by Hekdesh. The sifting should be poter by Hekdesh. Are they similar? Shouldn't we compare the wine processing and the kidneys processing? Answer, no. Amar Abudin, there's a difference. Taman, again, we're going to go with the Gruz Girsa. Taman, you can look at it in the Shinin Yischos. Taman, E-F-Shar. E-F-Shar, shelo yishlev lo yikape. You can't drink the wine without doing these acts. Right? You have wine, and on the top of the wine are all these dregs and seeds and peels. So you can't drink the wine without doing this act. So that's why it's a significant act. And if it's done b'shas hektish, it's going to be poter. By the shila and the kippa. But bramhacha, we just said, efshar, shelo yichbar. By us, by our case, it's possible not to do the sifting. And you can bring it into your house even without the sifting. So that makes it's less significant. Only an act that you need to do in order to make it edible, that can make it be called ochel. And that can be a real serious act of Gemar Malacha. And if it's hektish, bishas, kvara, so bishas, shila, the other word, shila v'kipa, then it will be significant. But our case of kfar is not so significant, and therefore, how do you know it's not so significant? So again, the Gemara quotes, Dabar Rabbi Ila, v'alafim v'ayarim v'gomer, we quote this pasuk from Yeshayo, that people aren't as makpid. Good. So hektish makes a difference. If something is hektish, it can make a difference for an act that needs to be done, for it to become edible, but for an act that doesn't need to be done, is not as significant of an act, and Gemar Malacha is not, that act of Gemar Malacha wouldn't play as much of a role. Making something hektish, we know, is a big topic. And that's called Amirasa L'Gavoa Kimisirasa L'Hedya. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. In the first parak, where all kinyanim are discussed. So one of the kinyanim is giving something to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah there says, Amiraso Chaf Chesem HaBeis, Amiraso L'Gavoa, Kimisiraso L'Hedyot. Saying something, if I go to my backyard and I say, this animal should go to the Beis HaMikdash, should be hektish, automatically it's hektish. My word, I didn't do any kinyan. Hektish didn't do any kinyan, doesn't matter. saying is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Amiraso ligavoa kimisiraso lahedyot. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Kiddushin in the Bavli does not quote a makar. Does not quote a makar. What is the makar for Amiraso ligavoa? How do you know such an amazing, right, concept? How do you know such an amazing concept? So it does not really go into it. The Yerushalmi in the Kiddushin, the parallel, talks about Kinyan Chatzer. Kinyan Chatzer, that the world is like the Chatzer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's easy. Once I am makdish something, so then it automatically goes to the rishus of the hekdish. The lumdis in Amiras Lagavoa, one of the questions is that a totally new way of transferring Amiras Lagavoa? There's no parallel. It's a new chiddush haTorah that you could give something to the Beis HaMikdash by saying, or is that in lieu of a Maisa Kinyan? You need a Kinyan, but the chiddush of the Torah is that this is the Kinyan. This is the Kinyan for Hakdasha, right? So that's, and all the nafkaminas are all the rules, or some of the rules of kinyanim, do they apply to hekdesh? Is hakdasha, is amaras l'gavoa, is that subject to the rules of hakdasha? Could you be makdish a davar shalo bala olam? Can you be makdish a something la'achar lamid yamin, lo, yom? All the rules of hekdesh. So that's the question that is old. So can you be makdesh? That's the Ran and the Dar, the machlokas. Machlokas we showed him whether you can be makdesh, something, la'achar lamid yom. That's a machlokas. Can you be makdesh a davar shelo bala olam? Can you, what about asmachta? We know asmachta is a problem with kinyonim. So asmachta, I commit to something based on a future event that didn't happen yet. Maybe I think it's gonna happen, maybe I don't think it's gonna happen. So asmachta, right, it's related to the sugyas, we like to say this, related to the sugyas of Breira and Tanai, right? All those three sugyas, Tanai, Breira, and asmachta, have something to do with a future event that's somehow going to impact the past, right? So asmachta we pass it as lo kanya. If I commit to something based on a future event, that's the betting shayla, the gambling, the sugyas of Misachas Sanhedrin, of Misachi Bekuvia, so is Hakdasha subject to Hektish? Is Hektish subject to Asmachta? So that's the, again, a discussion in the Hagos Ashri. In Sanhedrin, he talks about Asmachta, and he says maybe it's maybe Hektish is different. So again, that's, is it Tali? Is it dependent on regular rules of Kinyanim? What about even the Makar? Right, the Makar. If you don't have any type of Makar, maybe because this is a unique type of kinyan. Well, it could go either way. You don't need a makar if it's something totally, if it's just a unique type of kinyan. You need a makar to tell me if this is something totally new, or do you say the opposite? Right? Say, this is a kinyan, this isn't a kinyan. So it might go one of those directions. I'm not, just not sure which one. Interesting. One final one is, what about, do you have to do amiras l'gavoa? What if you just think it? What if you just think it? Amiras l'gavoa is the language of the Mishnah. What happens if I think, is that going to be enough? The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chavav. Motzei svasecha tishmar. Ein li ela shemotzi besvasav. Gomar belibo minayin tamalomar kol nediv lev. Kol nediv lev? Right, kol nediv lev. Look at Rashi. Rashi in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin, Mem Aleph, says, hektish is b'machshava. Do you take that literally? Rashi. Shekin yeshna b'machshava, kachim nami istu b'machshava, gomar belibo lomar shor ze ola, hare hu ola. Gomar belibo, Rashi says. Gomar belibo lomar. If I thought in my heart, and Nagos Ashri, on Daf Chavtesi Kiddushin, Nagos Ashri, there, quotes the Mordechai, v'rav hai kasav tekone b'amira hu adid b'machshava, t'amira l'gavoa ki b'sira l'hedyot. Wow. So it could even be b'machshava. It's very hard to say that a thought could be a Maisa Kinyan. Right, that's very hard. If you say that Amira, okay, Amira, sometimes we have the Amachlokas about Akima Svasov, whether that's Chashav Meiser or not. So it's something to talk about if you did a physical movement by Amira. But but to say that a thought could be a Kinyan, that's much more of a Chiddush. If you say if a thought works, then Lechora, that would be a totally new path and not just a type of Kinyan. Okay, a lot more there, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, last line. Tani, the Tosefta. The Tosefta had, the Tosefta here in Miseris, in the first parak, it has three words right before what we have in front of us. The three words are Yisift. Yisift, the Tosefta says, Kidneos Misha Yichpar. Two words. The Kidneos are when you sift it. And right after that it says, but even though the sifting is the Gemara Malacha, if you catch it before it hits the ground, you put it through the sifter, and then you catch it before it hits the ground, then it didn't have Gemara Malacha yet. Only when, once it hits the ground. If you catch it in the air, then it's you're allowed to eat it. So why is that? Why is that? So machlokas. Rav Chisda amar shein muchusaron laruach. Rav Chisda says because part of the cleansing process is the air going down. It's the cleansing air of as it goes down. So if you, and that's part of the Gemar Malacha. So if you catch it before it hits the ground, so then you didn't have Gemar Malacha. It wasn't fully cleansed, so to speak, in those few seconds. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to eat it. Rev Ila, b'shem Rev Yosa, no. Rev Yosa says, no, it's fully cleansed right when it went through the sifter. But it's just that, shemuchzara necha. No, it's just, until it settles, that's not called Gemar Malacha. Even though it's not, nothing's being added. No cleansing is happening. But the rule is, you know, once there's, only once it's settled on the ground is there Gemara Malach. Fine, Machlokas. So the Gemara says, let's go back to our Mishnah. V'yatanin misha yikpe. Remember the Mishnah said, wine, misha yikpe. There should be a dot, dot, dot here. And the Gemara adds in. What does it say after that? Wine only when you take off, when you skim off the top. But the Mishnah said, but you're still allowed to take stuff at the time from the upper, from the Gad Elyon, from the pipe going down. Right, only once it gets the bottom part of the wine, that's what is Gemar Malacha. But you're still allowed to take, you're still allowed to take from the upper part, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Kolit minagato al yona. You can take from the top. But one second. Why would you be able to take from the top as it's going down? If you say that the Gemar Malacha, the key is like once it settles, then Nicha, then I understand, right? Nicha with a hey, Nicha with an aleph. The first Nicha is hey, that it rests on the bottom from the word Menucha. The second one, Nicha, is it makes sense, right? So, Manda Amar, if you say according to the Pshat of Muchusar Nicha, that Gemar Malacha is only once it hits the bottom, then you understand why you can take it while it's still in the pipe or on top, because it didn't hit the bottom yet. Umanda Amar Shemu Chusar in La Ruach, but if you say that the reason you could catch it in the air is because it's still going through a cleansing in the air, but the wine is not going through any more cleansing. The wine's in the wine, it's not in the air, it's not going through any more cleansing. So why it should have Gemar Malacha even before it gets all the way down? Right? Why should you say, if you say the reason you're allowed to catch it in the air is because there's a cleansing that happens, but by wine there's no cleansing that happens. And therefore, you should not be able to take the wine from the upper, from the Gat El Yono, or from the pipe going down. Because you don't need Nicha. You just need the air cleansing, and therefore there is no air cleansing. Answer, Mechusar Hu Bishmarav. Yeah, it's still not totally cleansed. Because it still has the dregs in it. Until it gets all the way down, so it still has the Shmarim. And that's why it is not cleansed yet, and therefore it's not going to have malacha yet, and you're allowed to take it. Fine. Similar question. Hey, Sivra Binyamin Bar Gidol. Same type of question. Ve'atanina, we also learned in our Mishnah, Shemin Mishira Le'uka, the oil, once it goes down to the uka, the bottom part of the oil press, that's when it becomes asur. But all the stuff on top, again, the gra adds in, all the you're allowed to take it from the akal and from the mamal, from the board and from the sack. All these earlier cases, again, you're allowed to take it. So same question. According to the one that says, there's no Gemar Malacha until it rests on the bottom. Nicha. Then fine, I understand. So this is not resting on the bottom yet, so I understand why you're allowed to take it. But what about if you say, it needs the air, question mark, but the oil doesn't need the air. And therefore, it should have Gemar Malacha already before it goes all the way down. So why are you allowed to take from the oil? Answer, mechusar hu lahatzil. It's still lacking in clearness, in clarity, right? It's still a little foggy before the oil gets to the bottom and rests and has time to, so to speak, get back to itself. It's still a little foggy. And therefore, it's not fully developed. It's not fully processed. And therefore, even by the oil, until it gets down, it's still lacking something. Fine. Period. V'nosin l'chamita. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, once you have the oil, you're allowed to put it on this hot wafer. That's not called Bishul. Remember, Bishul is one of the six events that are Kobei Lamaisers. But you're allowed to put it on the Chamita, or, if you remember, on the Klisheni. On the Klisheni that was mentioned. Says the Gemara, Haya Ochel, what if somebody is eating? V'chashecha leili Shabbos. Shabbos, we learned, is one of the malachas that is, one of the events is, that is koveya. Shabbos is koveya lamaisras. Shabbos, bishul, mekach, melach, a few events, chatzer. So if somebody's eating, and then all of a sudden, and he's eating, what's he eating? He's eating something that he's allowed to eat. Let's say somebody that did not have gemar malacha, and he's eating it in an awry way. V'chashecha leili Shabbos, all of a sudden, or you gave it to someone else. Which sounds like, this is a machlokes, it sounds like matana is like mekach. Right? Giving it is also like selling it. Right? So something happens. You're in the middle of eating it, and then all of a sudden something happens that's kovela maestras. Lo nitbal. It doesn't become tefel. It doesn't become kovela maestras yet. And we're about to think, we're about to discuss, why is that? But even before that, which we'll do next time, but there's just one point here. Eating on Erev Shabbos, are you allowed to eat late on Friday? Right? Eating Leile Shabbos, remember that Gemara in Maseches Gittin. Scary Gemara. Gittin dav lamed chesam ed beis. The Gemara says in Gittin that there were two families that were uprooted. Right? Uprooted. We'll start with here. Amar Rabba. Bahani tlas mili nachti bali batim minich seyon. These three activities make people lose their money. Demafki avdayu lecherus. If you set your avadim free. Udesairi nechsayo b'shabbos. If you go check on your investments on Shabbos. Utakavi sudasa b'shapsa bida b'medrusha. And if you have a big meal at the time of the shir in the base medrash, right? The rabbi's giving a shir and dafka right then you have a big meal, right? So and that's when you will lose your money. Damar b'chi bar Abba Amar b'Yochanan shtei mishpachos hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas kava sudasa b'shapsa. One of them set their meal Shabbos afternoon during the shir. V'achas kava sudasa b'erev Shabbos. And one of them was kaveh their meal on erev Shabbos b'shtei nekru. And that was terrible. What does it mean erev Shabbos? Rashi has two days. And both, they both are halacha lamaisa. One of them is, they had their Friday night meal more chashuv than their daytime meal. Wow. Such a bad thing. But that's halacha. Kavod yom yosem yikavod laila. So that's where the maybe chalant comes from. We mentioned in the past that dafka chalant, they should have something by the day meal that's more chashuv, because kavod yom yosem yikavod laila. That's the halacha. So they made their night meal more. So that's one day of Rashi. But the second day of Rashi is, Erev Shabbos means Erev Shabbos mamish. Right, you're not supposed to have a big meal on Shabbos afternoon. Rashi, she kares l'Shabbos kishu savea below taiva. You're going to go in full. You're not going to be hungry. That's not right. Not appropriate. If somebody's going to going, if somebody knows that they're going to a really fancy restaurant for supper, right, and they're going to want to eat a lot, they skip lunch so that I want to make sure that I get the greatest experience, the gastronomic heaven that I'm going to be in that night. You know, I want to make sure that I get the most out of it, right? So they're not going to eat lunch that day. So Shabbos, Friday afternoon. So it doesn't say that here. Maybe you were just snacking or something. V'chashcha leili Shabbos. We're not saying that he was doing something wrong. But you should remember that for Erev Shabbos. A little tricky if Shabbos is Erev Yontif. That's a little tricky. Or if somebody has a two-day Yontif. So that gets a little tricky. Know what the halachas are. Okay, we'll have to stop here, though. And we'll continue with Maestro's Daf Tes next time.